From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Paris Alston. Welcome to Consider This from Boston. Just the only way I cool down, coming down, is how I spend my dinner now. That's the sound of Trash Rabbit performing their song Lab Jazz live from their living room in Newton, Massachusetts. The band recorded the performance for their 2021 video submission to NPR's Tiny Desk Contest. For the unfamiliar, NPR's Tiny Desk Concert Series regularly showcases well-known and up-and-coming musicians from around the country. The Tiny Desk Contest, on the other hand, gives budding artists a shot at winning recognition and national exposure. And today, we're going to learn about and listen to several young musicians from Massachusetts who submitted to this year's contest. Our guide today will be none other than WBUR's inimitable music critic, Amelia Mason. Hey, Amelia, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, Paris. Thanks for having me on.
And Amelia, I know you and your trusty panel have been hard at work curating a showcase of the local artists who caught your eye this year.
We have indeed. It was myself and four other panelists. They're musicians and critics from New England. And we listened to over 150 Massachusetts Tiny Desk entries, looking for just one to anoint as our favorite. But we loved a lot of them.
Oh, I bet that was hard to narrow down. But let's dive right in. Who are we starting with?
We are starting with Hisu and her song, which is called Me. I was busy dating people, now I'm caught up in my motions. Spending too much time on players who are not devoted. Hisu's performance was the panel's unanimous top pick. It's the one that everybody agreed had all the elements we were looking for. A really catchy melody, great stage presence, a super tight band. I was especially impressed with the energy they brought to this performance. You know, they filmed it in a bedroom and the whole band is crammed into it. But they still managed to be so groovy at the same time. Let's hear a little more. Here's the chorus, which definitely got stuck in my head.
Okay, you can't help but, like, sway back and forth to that. I mean, I love how she weaves in and out between English and... Is that Korean?
Yeah, that is Korean. Hisu is the stage name of Hisu Yu, and she is from South Korea originally. She actually went to high school in the States on a study abroad program and then to Berklee College of Music in Boston. She just graduated from there. So she really has her feet in both countries. And writing songs in both English and Korean is sort of her way of honoring that.
That makes sense, and that sounds really cool. Now, you interviewed Hisu. What else did you learn about her music and who she is?
Hisu, I think, is a really unusual person. I mean, she came to the United States by herself when she was still a teenager. And she told me that it was because, you know, at least in part, because she felt that Korean society was a little too restrictive for women, at least at the time, which was, you know, maybe 10 years ago or so. And she was just always outspoken, which could get her a little into trouble with authority. So my impression was of a person who is not afraid to take risks and who felt it was very important to be true to herself. And I think her music reflects that. When she started at Berklee, she thought she wanted to be like a neo-soul singer. You know, it's a really popular sound at Berklee, that R&B thing. But then she realized that just, like, really wasn't her. So she completely changed her sound, which is now very electronic. So here's a new song she released this year, which is called Honey Eyes.
Okay, I really like that one too, adding it to the playlist. Now, I know the panel listened through a lot of different artists to find Hisu. It couldn't have been easy to choose just one. You must have other favorites.
Yes, definitely. It is always so hard to choose, especially just because everybody sounds really different. You know, there's indie rock, there's folk, R&B, weird bedroom pop. One of our panelists rode really hard for this song by Naomi Westwater, this kind of quirky, vibey electronic song with some not radio-friendly lyrics, so I'm just going to play a little bit of the chorus.
Well, she ain't wrong. All money is dirty. And did you have any personal favorites, Amelia?
Yes, I was very partial to a performance by the band Calliope Jones. They're from Western Mass, three young musicians who met years ago at a rock camp for girls. Now they're like college aged. And I think the first thing that got me was that their drummer is the lead singer, which is pretty unusual and I think very badass. I don't wanna be the good kid anymore. I know you see me like a child listening through the door. And then I just love how this song is written. Each part has a totally different feel, and that contrast I think is very appealing. You know, like the moment when the verse switches into the chorus. Well, I've saved up all my mistakes. Blown up, but I still don't know me. Bubblegum hop goes up to it pops. And I once was terrified of never knowing how to make my mind up. This is a song that's about being young and the anxieties that come with growing up. But it's still very playful, which I love. Bubblegum hop goes up to the
pops. Okay, this one is taking me back. Middle school, seventh grade, thinking I know everything. Maybe I didn't, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, you've been choosing a local Tiny Desk favorite for a few years. Do you see the same folks over and over, or is it a whole new crop every time? I noticed one of my favorites of the bunch, Miranda Ray, entered at least one time before.
Yes, she did. So there's definitely a little bit of both. I discover new local artists every year, but it's also really fun to watch the same musicians grow over time. One of my favorites is Elisa Amador, and she's entered every year that I've been doing this. Her first video was with a full band, kind of like a Lake Street Dive vibe, if you know them.
I'm afraid I don't.
Well, they're a really great pop band that met right here in Boston as students, and the lead singer has a really powerful voice, and so does Elisa Amador. But over time, she's just become more and more subtle. I think she's shown that there's as much power in softness as in loudness, especially when you're as skilled a singer and songwriter as she is. Here's a bit of her Tiny Desk entry from this year. It's called Still Life. You can get so used to every rock and sway that you don't know how to stay. Now you don't know how to stay. I've been living like there was no answer to the call. There was no hand that I could hold. There was no melody that trusted me.
Oh, that is absolutely gorgeous, Amelia, and what a nice one to end on. This has been so fun! I have all these new songs to add into my music library. It's not even called that anymore, is it? It's a Spotify-like songs, right?
Yeah, I think it's a playlist now.
It's a playlist. I'm coming along with the times. Thank you so much for joining us today, Amelia, and I believe people can read more about these artists online, right?
They can. I wrote a big feature on Hisu, which has beautiful photos by photographer OJ Slaughter, and you can check it out on WBUR.org.
All right, that's WBUR arts reporter Amelia Mason. Thanks again.
Thank you so much for having me on, Paris.
And I should add, if you want to check out Hisu and Miranda Ray live in person, they'll be performing at WBUR City Space on January 28th. You can find tickets at wbur.org/events. Well, that's all for today, folks. This has been a special episode of Consider This, and I hope y'all enjoy the weekend. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Paris Alston. Be well.
Thank you.